This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shaoning and Roshan Karnason. It is now 7:46 in the morning. And this morning on Twitter, we're asking you, what is your perception of the current job market? And we have four options there. And this is on the back of the fact that our Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, launched on Monday the Ministry of Higher Education's Career Advancement Program. And you might have seen it in it being referred to in the papers as KPTCAP. Now, this program is meant to equip graduates with skills in hopes of getting them employed. It was allocated 100 million ringgit under the National Economic Recovery Plan, otherwise known as PENJANA. And this would seem to be a crucial form of assistance, since the Ministry of Higher Education, Datuk Noraini Ahmad, estimates that 25% of this year's graduates may face a disruption in employment opportunities. But even before COVID-19 hit, we've always been talking about unemployment and the most effective measures to curb it. So to help us take stock of where we are with unemployment today, we speak to Lawrence Todd, Director of Research at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, otherwise known as IDEAS. Lawrence, thanks for joining us this morning. Now, Lawrence, in July, we saw unemployment fall to 4.7%, down from 4.9% in June and 5.3% in May. Given the trajectory of Malaysia's recovery, do you expect to see this trend continue?
Good morning. Yes, I think there's a few things to say about that. That firstly, I think that some of us are quite, pleasantly surprised doesn't feel like the right phrase, but were worried at least that the unemployment spike would be higher than it was, getting closer even to 10% than the just over 5% that we saw. I mean, there are a few sort of technical caveats to the way the number is calculated, but you know, it is essentially representative. And I think then it's also been positive that we've seen that number come down, as you just set out, in the last couple of months, which I think is a testament both to the stimulus packages, particularly like the wage subsidy that kept people in work, and also the speed at which Malaysia was able to kind of flatten the curve and relatively quicker than other countries bring the economy back out of lockdown on a relatively sustainable basis. So I think that that is quite positive in terms of Malaysia's recovery. I mean, what we now will wait to see is how far the number does come down and if it settles at the previous unemployment rate or if it sort of hovers a few percentage points higher. But generally, I think we'll continue to see it come down in the sort of V-shaped recovery that people were talking about earlier in March. I think the outliers will be certain sectors that continue to see quite prolonged disruption, such as tourism, where we still have the borders closed. But then beyond that, it'll depend, you know, how bad the damage has been in the last few months in terms of business closures, rather than just sort of temporary people falling in and out of work, but able to come back to work now that the economy has reopened. So I think we'll continue to see it come down. It's just a question of whether it settles a couple of percentage points higher than it was before.
And Lawrence, do you think the Higher Education Ministry, they have some training programs for unemployed graduates? But do you think this reskilling and upskilling of graduates will be sufficient for a workforce that is actually forced to be lean given these uncertain times?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, as you were saying in the introduction, the situation with graduates is a sort of pre-existing chronic problem, which now is exacerbated by the acute crisis of the pandemic. So what we were seeing before with graduates was a couple of problems. Firstly, was a mismatch in supply and demand between the skills that employers were saying they needed and found were lacking among graduates, but also potentially a sort of undersupply of the right kind of jobs for skills and the number of skilled graduates that Malaysia is producing, because it's producing more and more. And also we were also seeing that wages among the graduates, even for those who could find work, we're not growing very fast, either starting salaries or then subsequent growth in salaries. So that these were pre-existing problems. And then, of course, the pandemic has come and sort of tightened all of that up, you know, further. So I do see that this is going to be a challenge. And ultimately, it's not one, I think, that we can only deploy like short-term solutions. We're going to need to go back and think about what were the causes of the chronic problem in the first place, and also have measures in place to address those, as well as trying to deal with the sort of short-term additional pressure that the pandemic has caused.
And if we just look to Budget 2020, I know it's a more short-term measure, but what kind of things could the government do to implement to improve the employment conditions then?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the budget last year, there were a few good measures that were introduced by Pakistan Harapan, which were actually, in a way, forms of wage subsidy. They had the sort of the Malaysia at Work and Young People at Work, the Women at Work schemes, where there was some degree of kind of government top-up matching to employers taking on certain categories of workers. I actually thought that was quite a good set of policies to have those types of incentives. So I think that the government can look again at those schemes and see, okay, can they be rolled out, potentially expanded, more, you know, particularly focused and so on. I think in the short term, that's a good route to go down, sort of trying to incentivize employers who maybe are on the fence about hiring to just kind of push them over the line and say, okay, let's take on a new grad, and help, just giving them a helping hand to do that. I think that's a good way to approach the short term. I think then we do also have to have, you know, demonstrate some planning around the medium and long term. I mean, investment in Malaysia has been flat since 2018, both foreign and domestic. People have just been waiting and seeing for the last couple of years now, and I think it's really crucial that we demonstrate some kind of vision about what Malaysia is going to do, how it's going to transform over the next few years as we move into high income status, what that means in terms of, you know, reforming some of our regulation, updating our infrastructure, you know, what we're doing in terms of trade and investment policy and so on. So I do think it's also crucial at the budget for the government to send some clear signals on those issues so that Malaysia can capitalize on the good position it's in, actually, of having brought the health crisis kind of relatively under control, certainly relative to other places in the world, and should now capitalize on that to be, you know, a place of also kind of leading in the economic recovery as well. So I think those are the sort of areas that the budget should focus on.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Lawrence Todd, Director of Research at IDEAS, telling us that, you know, the problem of unemployment was a chronic one even before COVID-19. And I think it will worsen as companies, of course, are more reluctant to hire as they are very conscious of cost. And even this morning, we were running a poll asking, what is your perception of the current job market? And there were four choices, and 75% of the 200 respondents said very tough to find a job. 17% said not sure. 5% only said it's getting easier, while 4% are all good. So, Roshan, I mean, what are your views on unemployment? I mean, how do you think we can resolve this? I mean, both in a short and medium term perspective.
I mean, if I had the answer to that, I think that would be so solve a lot of things, Shaning. But I mean, it really comes down to that structural problem we're seeing, right? Because we are putting a lot of jobs into areas and sectors that maybe don't have the demand for it. So there's an oversupply in some areas, there's a short supply in some. And that's going to be the issue ongoing. But long term, where are we going to build new jobs from, right? Where are those going to come from? That's the long, I think that's what Lawrence mentioned as well, the medium to long term issue. Can we capitalize on our economic, on how well we've done compared to peers in terms of this health crisis?
Yeah, we definitely need jobs, but also high productivity, and higher paying jobs. But we're about to head into the 8 a.m. news bulletin, and after that, the breakfast grill. Well, Noel will speak to Dr. Manda Vaidya, CEO of Southeast Asia, Middle East, and Japan Oyo Hotels and Homes. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be happening in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.